we'll see where they go. That's right.
Test, test, test. Matt, just so I got your title on tape.
Senior Vice President for Business Growth and Strategic Relations, Farmers National Company.
Matt Gunderson with us, and let's talk. I would say these land values have been resilient, might be a good word for it. Even with the commodity prices down, for the most part, they've hung in there.
It's like you've been reading our newsletters. That is a term that we continually use, is the resilience of the land markets and things holding in there. When you look at how commodity markets have done some steps back, land is still in demand, and it's popular, and we're seeing that those pockets of localized demand continue to push those prices and holding them up there.
Do you see where they're starting to plateau, or it really depends on that piece of ground?
It really depends upon the piece of ground. So it's going to depend upon the productivity of that ground, where it's sitting at. And it's also going to be is what has come up or not come up for sale in that particular area in a while. And the third component of it is it just takes two determined bidders.
So let's talk on farm rental rates. Do you have any idea of what this commodity market is meaning to that?
You know, so as we look to some things with it, what we're seeing on that is we're holding steady on those cash rents for the most part. When we start taking a look at some things coming down in price for some stuff on some inputs type of thing, fuel coming down, you know, we looked at the federal interest rate and those Federal Reserve interest rate cuts that we've had, another 25 here most recently. We've seen some of that coming back to be able to help some of those numbers out for things. The numbers are certainly still tight, but we're seeing cash rents for the most part hold steady.
When you take a look at those rents, cash rents, obviously the most predominant, but are guys getting a little creative in this, do they have to?
You know, it certainly is creative. You know, we see some, and certainly in across our geographic area, bonus flex provision rents, right? And so where we like it because it keeps that rent negotiation very objective. So if it's a really great year, yield and or price for that operator, and they do well, then they're sharing a little bit within the landowner, but then we can keep that contained to that crop year, and then we can have a discussion for next year about what that looks like in the economics around next year, rather than trying to go back and forth. And so we've seen some higher adoptions in those bonus flex provisions.
Are most of those decisions being made right now in quarter four?
You know, we are. We've run kind of our lease analysis for 2025 for our landowner clients, and we are in the heart of those discussions right now with operators. Kind of wait until harvest gets wrapped up, you know, on those to be able to look at some of those on the cash rent side. A lot of those that are crop share or custom, the owner wants to just continue that method, and so those are fairly straightforward, and we try to knock them out early.
Good deal. Anything I'm missing? We didn't touch on?
I think we're good.